I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Staff and Practice Series. In 1978, Ritzi Pesach Frank, the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim, asked a question to Rav Moshe in which there was a family which lost their father. They buried the father, and a while later they came to visit the grave of their father, and they realized that there is the empty plot that was reserved for their mother was occupied now by another woman. So Rav Moshe responds to this question, but what are you supposed to do? Are you allowed to exhume that other woman? Are you supposed to? Is it prohibited? Are you required to? And Moshe says there are really two components to this question. There's the monetary question. There's the dini mamnos. They claim that this pot belonged to their mother. It was theirs, that they were supposed to bury their mother there. And it was given away to someone else. So that's a monetary question. So Moshe said he wasn't qualified to answer. You have to go to a proper Beis Din in order to adjudicate that question. But in terms of the isur v'heter, in terms of the question, is it appropriate to bury a woman not related to a man next to each other? Says Moshe, he's required to answer that question. It's really interesting. Moshe references what he writes in Hakdama to Igros Moshe, that he feels that since he was a Giyah Lahora, he was qualified to answer such questions. He is responsible, he is obligated to answer such questions. And Moshe goes on and he explains that yes, you shouldn't bury a man next to a woman other than his wife. Moshe writes that it's minig kuli alma, that's the universal minig. That is in fact the standard practice in Orthodox cemeteries. You don't have men buried next to women aside from their spouse. And says Moshe, even if this may not be prohibited from the letter of the law, it's such a compelling minig, it's so widespread, that you're supposed to exhume such a body as well. Now, I found this tshuva particularly interesting. I remember a few years ago, I went to visit a cemetery for a distant relative of mine. They had a Hakamas HaMatzeva, and I realized this was more of a Heimish, a more Hungarian cemetery, and I saw that there were different sections for the men and the women. I thought that a little bit surprising. I mean, they're deceased. There's not much of a Yitzhahar. You have to have such a separation. And we find in today's daf, Erev and Daf Nun Gimel, the Maras HaMachpelah. Obviously, Maras HaMachpelah. The Avos, they were buried together with their spouses. That's why it's called Machpelah, Zugos. The couples were buried together. Now, I don't know exactly where they were buried together. It could be their separated from each other in a sense that they weren't really together. But historically, I've been around the block. I've been to numerous cemeteries, and hey, look, it's tzaddikim. They're buried next to each other, men and women. So I was a little bit surprised by that. But the truth is that there is such a practice, and that is the universal practice, that you don't have men buried next to women other than their spouses. And therefore, there are different cemeteries that go different ways about ensuring that you don't have such a situation. So Moshe references that some cemeteries have rows of men, rows of women. Others have husband, wife, wife, husband, husband, wife, wife, husband. And as I saw in this Hungarian cemetery, that you have totally separate sections for men and women.